This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hoping to hear a different perspective, I have Mr. MJ Hlongwane, who is the Mampundu Circuit Manager, joining me live right now on MUT Radio. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for receiving me here, and good morning to your listeners.
Yes, it's a very special day. It's a very an amazing day. You joining us also here today. Maybe if we can start here, maybe why do you feel it is important for schools to have these competitions like this, especially for learners?
No, thank you very much. I think the most important thing is when dealing with learners, young learners, we yes. understand that you are creating future leaders. So reading is very, very important. In my opening speech there, I even said, you know, if we ensure that we promote reading, even in other subjects, learners will definitely perform, because e-reading is the foundation for learning. So for any learner to perform in any subject, be it maths, be it EMS, that learner must be a good reader. So that is why this competition is very, very, very important. And remember, again, e-reading promotes critical thinking. So we need to have our leaders who are able to with the skill of being critical thinkers. So that is why it is important that we have such initiatives. And thanks to the Mangosuthu University of Technology for initiating this collaboration between the university and the schools around Mapundu and Dugumbane circuit.
Yes, and I'm sure as the district manager, you've also witnessed like a lot of problems that learners have had. Maybe just to highlight some of these problems, and how do you think this will help all of those learners maybe to just overcome all of these problems that our students might have?
Thank you. But before I lose my job,
yes.
I'm not a district manager.
Oh, sorry, so second.
Yes, second manager. So,
you receive.
Will fire me.
You receive.
Yes. I think we've got a very serious problem. I think even the research shows that, no, most of our learners are unable to read with comprehension.
Yes.
That is the serious that has been the serious matter that has been identified by the Department of Education. And even when we're talking of a circular D3, one of the circulars of the Department of Education, it is also mentioned that we've got a problem, serious problem when it comes to reading. And that automatically affects the performance of most of the learners, because anyway, you cannot succeed in any subject if you cannot read.
Yes.
So when doing such competitions, because it is not necessarily a competition as such, even though we are going to have winners at the end of the day,
yes.
but it is the way of motivating learners to be good, to be good listeners, to be critical thinkers, so that they will, or to boost their confidence as well. Because learners without confidence, definitely they're not going to perform in school. I've been saying to them also that even if you are a doctor, you must be a doctor with confidence. You must be able to face the audience one day, because we'll be delivering papers, so on and so on and so on. So you cannot shy away from facing the audience. So besides being a good reader, besides being someone with being a critical thinker, kubalekile that you have the confidence in and outside the classroom.
Ah, that is amazing. Maybe how also does this type of projects maybe assist teachers? Because we know they are teachers, but we also need these kind of projects to be there to assist teachers.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. You know, let me quote one of the Zulu proverbs that says, "Indlovu ihlatshwa umuntu wonke kanti uba iwe." I don't know whether you understand that.
I understand.
but it simply means if you want to kill an elephant, you need to invite
everyone.
So one, we've identified the elephant in the house. That is illiteracy. So we are fighting illiteracy. So if you want to fight illiteracy, we need to invite as many as possible people around us. So I'm happy now that we've got Mangosuthu University of Technology. I'm happy that we've got Ethekwini Municipality Libraries who are partnering with the circuits. Here we've got Mapundu circuits and the Wombane Circuit, because we want to kill an elephant. We want to make sure that our learners, as early as grade R, they are literate. So we are fighting against that. So it is important. The support is very important to teachers. And even teachers, they feel comfortable if they know that they are surrounded by people who are there to support them. And remember, maybe Umlazi, let me take Umlazi as township, not as a district. You know, most of the classes there, overcrowded classrooms.
Yes.
Maybe lack of resources. The department is doing well, they're trying to support, but with limited resources again from their side.
Yes.
So the conditions under which the teachers are working, they are very bad. They are very bad. So when you've got someone to support you, it gives you that comfort, at least that you say, at least I've got other people with whom we'll be working to fight this thing of illiteracy.
Amazing. Before I let you go, Mr. Hlongwane, maybe one last word of motivation to the learners, because you've already said something amazing, which is this: as much as this is a competition, it's not a competition at the same time, because at the end of the day, everyone is a winner. Maybe final words that you would like to leave maybe to the learners that are competing here today.
They've already won, all of them. Mm. Just because they are here, it means they are winners.
Okay.
Even if they don't receive anything today, they are winners. They've won in their respective schools, hence they are representing their schools today. So over and above that, they must not take this as a competition, but
This is an MUT Radio podcast.
To higher heights. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Mr. Hlongwane. That was